It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Your body is constantly going through key biochemical reactions, and one very important process is referred to as methylation. Now, in basic chemistry terms, it means that the metabolic process takes a single carbon and three hydrogen atoms called a methyl group, and it adds to it another molecule or substitutes an atom of that compound with a methyl group. Now, for methylation to occur properly, you need optimal functioning enzymes, which are produced by your genes. I know I have already lost you. This is tough. But bear with me now, because once you understand that methylation can turn your body's genes on and off, meaning it can affect your genetic code, your DNA, now that's when it really gets sexy and exciting. Now, what this means is that every one of us who's been dealt with crappy genes from our parents and grandparents, although we adore them, well, if it's related to allergies that they might have, or migraines and headaches, heart disease, diabetes, manic depression, Alzheimer's, or even the big C, cancer, you have the ability to turn those bad genes off by manipulating your methylation pathways. Today on Nature Secrets, I'm going to explain why it's methylation is so important, and that how to start to improve these biochemical processes in your body so you can feel better today. Now, methylation controls billions of on and off switches throughout your body. Now, they're vitally important functions, and they function for such as the natural detoxification of chemicals, mercury and other heavy metals, and environmental toxins, and even hormones. It's part of your body's inflammatory and immune response. Repairs DNA and cellular damage caused by free radicals and toxins. It improves energy ATP production by your mitochondria. The production of and recycling of antioxidants such as glutathione. And you know that in my last Radio MD Nature Secrets segment, I talked about glutathione. Now, methylation also helps in the production of neurotransmitters such as brain chemicals, serotonin, and dopamine. Now, as you can see, methylation is super important to a healthy immune system, your energy level, your mood, your brain activity, as well as naturally detoxifying your body of poisons. So it's super important. It really does matter. Now, some of the symptoms and diseases associated with methylation issues are decreased ability to detox. So you might be getting headaches and tiredness, nausea, and brain fog. A lot of us walk around with that. We may have a blood marker called homocysteine, an elevated homocysteine that's related to heart disease and stroke. How about chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia? Allergies and multiple chemical sensitivities. Autoimmune conditions such as multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis. If you've got infertility and miscarriage, it may be related to methylation. Even birth defects, and birth defects such as cleft palate and spina bifida. We talked about cancer. Cancer is definitely a methylation problem. And dementia and Alzheimer's can also be contributed by issues with methylation. Autism, insomnia, bipolar, depression, and anxiety, these are all very important when it comes to methylation. Now, we all suffer from some of these issues, don't we? So the cutting-edge science tells us the best way to circumvent these bad genes is through nutrigenomics, which is food and nutrition that alter your genes, and epigenetics, which is the environment and lifestyle factors that also affect your genes. So I want to share by giving you an example how important your food and environment can cause chronic and debilitating illness. Now, my son Cody was born pretty much with crappy genes. I had eczema and irritable bowel issues growing up, and my husband had asthma and chronic infections as a child. Now, little did I know about mercury toxicity in the early 90s. No one talked about mercury toxicity in tuna fish, and that's what I ate almost every day, my entire pregnancy, as well as even nursing, during the nursing for a full year. I would eat, you know, sometimes even twice a day, tuna. And Cody, when he was young, at about 3 months old, he started showing signs of allergies and skin issues and respiratory illnesses, and such as asthma. And by the time he was 5 months old, I was really, really afraid that he was going to have a lot more severe problems. And so I shaved off his hair and analyzed it for toxic metals. And sure enough, he had very, very high levels of mercury, dangerous poisonous levels. I felt so bad that I was actually poisoning him without knowing his entire life, even when he was inside my belly. Now, why mercury toxicity is so important is that it caused a great deal of stress and inflammation in his body and cells. It damaged them and it affected the organs and the DNA. It affected the genes. It affected the genes and created an expression of symptoms such as the allergies and asthma, mucousy stool, and he also even had anaphylactic reactions and neurological issues. So much of this was all triggered by the poison that actually was damaging the genetic factors, and then he started getting these terrible expressions. So what did we do? What was the number one strategy to turn off Cody's bad genes and improve his enzymatic reactions? It was to deal with their food, the epigenetics and nutrigenomics. Stop eating tuna. I cleaned up his nutrition and all of his food allergies. I cleaned up our environment, things that was in our space that I didn't even know that was causing more illness in him, so that we could reduce the toxic load, reduce the cell burden, and guess what? Within days, and I mean 5 days, by reducing the metals out of the bad metals, his skin reactions and eczema completely stopped, and all of the other symptoms started improving. It was absolutely amazing to know that if you reduce your toxic burden of chemicals and bad foods and inflammatory foods, amazing thing happens. Your body wants to be healthy. It wants to be free of these symptoms. And by the time he was about three and a half years old, all of his debilitating symptoms disappeared, including Cody's anaphylactic reactions. So we dealt with nutrigenomics, the study of how food and nutrients influence gene expression, and epigenetics, the study of how environment and lifestyle factors influence gene expression. So what can you do right away? Now, in my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, I go into details on how to clean up your nutrition and environment, but I'm going to just give you a few strategies here today. Number one, clean up your environment with the three C's. We want clean water, clean air, and chemical-free. Live chemical-free. Drink purified reverse osmosis water, not tap water, which is filled with toxins. We live indoors 90% of the time, so go outside and get fresh air, or get an air purifier with a HEPA and charcoal filter in your home, and use less chemicals in your home, and don't put them on your body, such as on your hair, as well as your perfumes and your body. Now, number two, clean up your lifestyle with the three S's. Address your sleep, stress, and stop smoking, alcohol, and drugs. So sleep 8 hours deeply. Stress less by doing belly breaths and go out in nature and do your nature bathing to reduce your stress. Stop smoking, alcohol, and drugs. We all know about these vices. We got to stop today. Now, what's number three? Clean up your nutrition. Eat only whole, natural, real foods. Dark green leafy vegetables have lots of natural folate, very important nutrient for the methylation support. Foods rich in vitamin Bs, B2, B3, B5, B6, B12, and folate and choline. Eat great organic animal proteins, nuts and seeds, dark green vegetables, and beans. And if you can't get enough food of these nutrients, then take a really good optimal B complex. And I make sure that it's activated Bs, one that is easy for your body to absorb and utilize. Eat healthy proteins to promote healthy methylation. Organic, of course, non-GMO, no hormones and antibiotics, grass-fed beef, reduce inflammation, and get those allergy foods out of you, and heal your gut with a probiotic. Discuss methylation with your doctor and ask him or her to test your homocysteine levels. Check your vitamin B levels as well. Now, stay with these basics. All right, this is Dr. Suzanne talking on Radio MD. Stay well.